That's the number Tasmin Little has called. Tasmin, of course, international concert star on the line right now. Tasmin, it's great to hear from you.
It's a great pleasure.
How's the new car?
Well, I took it for its first little drive yesterday. I was playing in the Wigmore Hall yesterday for a coffee concert, which was tremendous. I had a wonderful audience. And it was very exciting to take it out. I hadn't had a new car for 5 years, and my old one was, oh, it was in need of a change,
right. What,
really.
What is it?
Oh, I've gone for a really sporty Toyota Celica.
Very nice. So if we see you herring about town, it's here, is it?
I'll try to stick to the rules and not speed too much.
You perform, I mean, I'm looking at the list of concerts you perform, you're all over the place, but this piece of music you wanted to hear today has something to do with a concert that you're performing soon?
That's absolutely right. I'd love to hear Jupiter by Holst from The Planets. And the reason why I'd like to have that is because Holst was the director of music at St. Paul's Girls' School, and that's where I'm giving a celebrity recital on Wednesday evening with John Lenihan. The other reason why I'd like to hear Jupiter is I need galvanising into action, because I'm a bit sleepy after my concert yesterday. I've got a ton of paperwork to do and a lot of practice to do, so I need something that's going to put a spring in my step.
Thank you. The planet, and there's Jupiter, the bringer of jollity, with that great new recording released just a couple of weeks ago. Sir Simon Rattle conducting the Berlin Philharmonic Orchestra. Now, and telling us a bit about life as an international concert star. So, Tasman, I've just been looking at the list of concerts that you've been doing over the last year, and some of the places you get to travel, like Sweden and Iceland and Denmark, Spain, sounds very nice as well, and all over the UK. And I just wonder, for us ordinary people listening, what is it like to constantly be living out of a suitcase, I guess?
I quite like it from the point of view that life is always interesting. I don't ever think, wow, I have a boring job. I think, wow, I have a wonderful job. But that's not to say that it doesn't have its trials. I mean, obviously, recently, there was the whole security issue about taking a violin on board an aeroplane.
Yeah, and your violin's not cheap, is it?
Well, no. And, I mean, quite apart from anything else, it's irreplaceable. It would be like saying to a, you know, to a parent, I'm terribly sorry, your child's dangerous and you have to put it in the hold. I mean, it's just absolutely unthinkable. They are wonderful works of art.
What did you do?
I was very lucky in that I was having quite a lot of time off in the summer to spend with my children. And so it didn't affect me because I wasn't going anywhere abroad with my violin. But my lovely friend Victoria Mullover was having such a nightmare, and literally at one point she was walking around Heathrow Airport with her violin wrapped in a silk scarf. I mean, you know, they wouldn't let her take the case on board. She could take the violin.
Good heavens.
So there are times when all the travelling that I do can have its fair share of difficulties. But then it's always worth it when you get to the other end and get an audience there who are waiting and excited to see you.
So this piece of Schubert, is that one you travel to?
It's a piece that I'd like to listen to because John and I are preparing a wonderful Schubert fantasy. And I think Schubert is a marvellous composer. He writes particularly well for voice. So I thought it would be lovely to have some Schubert today, and that will really focus me for tomorrow.
interesting, isn't it? Schubert there, the German Mass and the Sanctus with Christopher Darnley and the choir of St. Paul's Cathedral here on Classic FM Request.
Yes, it was made in 1757 by an Italian called Guadagnini, and it's a very red violin. In fact, it's quite funny because people often joke that he bought a lot of red varnish on special offer from the local DIY store.
Well, I mean, a violin from 1757, I don't know how you take that out of the house without four security men and wrapping it in cotton wool.
Well, I think the thing is that people are very respectful of musicians, and I think people understand that a violin is more than just a bit of wood. It's your lifelong friend. So, you know, so far in my life, people have been very respectful about the fact that my violin is extremely important to me.
Now, this Tchaikovskiana, is that how you say it?
Yes, that's how we pronounce it. It was a piece that John and I wrote. We wrote it over a number of years. It started out with John saying to me, do you fancy putting together a piece based around that beautiful theme from Tchaikovsky's ballet Swan Lake? And I said, oh yes, I love that, and of course I never get to play it. So then the piece just sort of grew, and it seemed to take on a life of its own, and we ended up with such a marvellous piece, I think 10 minutes, and everybody kept saying, oh, have you recorded it? And after a while we thought perhaps we'd better record it, so we did.
Thank you. Jasmine Little and John Lenihan put together the Tchaikovskyana after a bit of a jazz jam session, and then they came up with that and released it. It's a great recording there. And if you want to find out more about it, tasmanlittle.net is the website, and there's more information about Tasman's current concerts around the country and indeed travelling around the world. In fact, if you're like me, you'll have a look at the website and be sick with jealousy at all the things that she's going to be doing. Concert star that she is, she's going to chat to us and have her request today on Classic FM. And you can have yours as well. Just give me a call. This week, talking about what she's been up to and indeed the life of a concert player, but also about this lovely summer you've been having this year, Tasman.
That's right.
With the children's chance. So what did you get up to?
We went to the Isle of Wight, and we had a very traditional British holiday, doing crazy golf and splashing in the sea and, doing just all the usual things that you do with a five-year-old and a four-year-old. So, they were great fun. They had a marvellous time. And my four-year-old, Ashley, who had his birthday when I was there, he hit a hole-in-one for the crazy golf.
On his birthday?
And no, actually, it was a couple of days
all
later.
Right,
but nevertheless, I thought, and actually, he holds the golf club like a croquet club, so it's quite funny. His technique's all wrong, but he still manages to sort it out. He's much better than I am.
Now, you're a bit of a fan of the jazz suite.
Absolutely. I think it's a great, sultry, sexy piece. And I'm preparing some Shostakovich at the moment for a concert that I'm going to do in Oslo at the end of the month. So, although the piece that I'm preparing is the Chamber Symphony, which is very serious, I think it's nice to remember that Shostakovich had his sense of humour as well.
Sound of the Jazz Suites, Shostakovich, Maris Janssens, and the Philadelphia Orchestra on Classic FM, playing around the world and also having a lovely summer off too. Though it's Friday, Tasman, what are you looking forward to doing this weekend?
I'm looking forward to spending some lovely relaxing time with my children. I haven't really exactly decided what we're going to do yet, but we'll see what the weather's like and possibly go off to the park or just stick around home and play games and things.
So, you mentioned actually going to, the Isle of Wight with the kids. You do travel into other places as well. And I was just looking up, I'm rather jealous actually, is it right next year you're off to Southeast Asia and Australia on a tour?
I am.
It sounds
yes.
fantastic. This is the 150th anniversary of the birth of Edward Elgar.
That's correct, yes. I'm doing a lot of performances of the Elgar, and obviously many of them on that particular tour. I'm also going to Sweden to play it in September as well. So, yes, there'll be a lot of performances of Elgar because it's a very special year.
Yeah, yeah. Tasmin, it's been great to have you with us this week. Thanks very much for joining us. And we're on the subject of British composers, Walton.
Yes. I'm preparing the violin concerto for a concert that I'm doing in Dublin at the National Concert Hall. And I just adore this piece. It's a shame it's not better known, because it's one of the great, great violin concertos. And it was written for Heifetz, who, of course, was a pretty mean fiddler. So it's quite tricky in places, but it's a really great, beautiful, romantic concerto.
Andrew Litton, the Bournemouth Symphony Orchestra. There was Tasman Little playing Walton's Violin Concerto on Classic FM.